Hi, this is Joe Rossini with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. This week's edition is titled, Lifelong Learning is Essential. During the past couple of centuries, the formal learning process was mainly reserved for the youth of most cultures. Prior to World War II, the majority of the kids never even attended high school. And prior to the 1960s, the luxury of attending college or graduate school was usually limited to the wealthiest of citizens in most countries. However, graduating from high school is an absolute must today to even be employed in the least skilled job, and a four-year college degree is equivalent to the mere entry ticket into a more professional career. Thus, acquiring higher degrees and specific skills and knowledge, then updating and upgrading them annually throughout our lifetime, is the ticket to any degree of success in our highly competitive, knowledge-based world. In this lesson, we will delve into why it's essential to develop a thirst for lifelong learning. With extra time in my life to think and ponder more about what's important and what's not regarding one's success and happiness, I can't help but wonder how much better our world would be if we all invested more time into learning. It's quite unfortunate that the learning process is often viewed upon many individuals as a punishment. This is often true of teenagers who would rather just have fun all day, and by adults who couldn't stand school when they attended. Both of these groups usually can't wait to finish their obligation to attend school and eventually go to work at jobs that they will probably hate and complain about for the rest of their lives. On the other hand, if we could only find a way to help children enjoy the learning process from the time they start their formal education, we would be more apt to turn out better students and potential lifelong learners. It always amazes me how the entertainment world, from Disneyland to the movie industry, can win the hearts and minds of kids, yet our school system, which outspends any other industry touching the lives of children, can be so ineffective. Instead of hoping that we could achieve the government's goals of No Child Left Behind by enabling kids to merely read and write, shouldn't our goals be set much higher? I believe we need to totally revamp our educational system, and we need to begin this process immediately. With a large percentage of baby boomer teachers retiring soon, local and state governments all across the United States need to start implementing a new way to educate both children and adults. Let's make learning fun and exciting so that kids who subsequently become adults will want to learn and develop a lifelong thirst to continue learning throughout their lives. One way to start this process might be to begin replacing the teachers that retire with a team of willing and qualified classroom monitors. Then rechannel many of the tenured teachers' funds towards seeking out the best teachers in every state. Let the best teachers compete for jobs on the dream team of the most qualified and interesting teachers in every state. Give this dream team the necessary resources to develop the most creative and interesting lesson plans on the planet, to be presented throughout their states via broadband multimedia broadcast into the classrooms of every school district. If superstar teachers would be paid like superstars in other industries, we would draw the best talent to the educational industry. Eliminate the bureaucracy for the benefits of the kids and watch the educational process make a 180-degree turnaround. Can there be a more nobler cause in our society than educating our kids to succeed? Along with a dream team of teachers, states could hire companies like Pixar, Disney, and a multitude of others who can integrate the educational content kids need into interesting learning sessions that kids want. If we made it fun and interesting to learn, it would no longer be a punishment, but rather a reward to attend school. Once the content is produced in one state, it could be taped and traded among other states to make the learning process from state to state and school district to school district more uniform. If states can get together to develop a uniform sales tax for the internet, surely they should be able to agree on a uniform educational process that would benefit our kids and our society at large. Then, once we fix our grade schools and high schools, perhaps we can attack the colleges and universities with similar initiatives. If we could bring more creativity and fun into our learning process, children may develop an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. I believe that if you enjoy learning as a child, you will continue to enjoy learning as an adult. and a lifelong learning process is no longer a luxury for the rich. It is absolutely essential if you plan on being employed in the knowledge-based service industry of the future. It's time to stop talking about No Child Left Behind and start thinking about lifelong learning as a fun and enjoyable activity. We need less pain and more pleasure in our learning process. We owe it to our kids. We owe it to ourselves. Lifelong learning is essential. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.